This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave. 709, Anna Zarilla joins us, CEO of the Louisiana SPCA. We're talking about that horrific dog attack. You can find the story at odyssey.wwl.com. Happened last Thursday in New Orleans East. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Certainly I'm well, but with news like this, it is just gut-wrenching.
It is. And for people that want to be dog owners, and we just talked to Casey Singleton about, you know, big, powerful dogs, what do they need to know in terms of what their responsibility is as a pet owner and to be both responsible for their pets, to their pets, and to their neighbors?
You know, in the city of New Orleans, we have so many wonderful pet owners who own all kinds of breeds, lots and lots of big dogs. And often, you know, we highlight all the positives, all the great things, all how much joy they bring us, the quality of life that gets enhanced with having companion pets. But the flip side of that coin is that level of responsibility that you as a pet owner have for the safety of your community. And so I see, you know, people walking their dogs off leash. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I've seen lots of folks with, you know, fences that aren't secure. And sometimes, you know, we have crazy weather and fences get damaged and we think, oh, you know, my dog's so wonderful, my dog would never hurt anyone. However, we forget there are lots of different triggers for animals, and all it takes is one small thing to trigger your dog, the sweetest dog, the best dog, the most lovely dog, and you're responsible for what that pet does. And so we have, you know, I think more and more dog bites happening throughout the city. We've seen some, you know, disfiguring dog attacks where people's bodies, you know, need plastic surgery, or they're going to have, you know, months, if not years, of pain and rehabilitation. And this case last week is hands down everyone's worst nightmare. And so it's important that, you know, we balance, you know, all of the good things with remembering that we have this really, really serious responsibility to maintain control over our pets, keep them in our property securely, and ensure that no one is hurt. And the most vulnerable in our communities are children and the elderly. And so we may say that a million times, you know, I am always messaging about that, but kids that are waiting at a bus stop and, you know, someone's dog gets out and they just aren't quite as, you know, worried about it. They'll get the dog in a minute. Those kids can get hurt. Your elderly neighbor who has met your dog 100 times and every time it's been okay, all it takes is that one time for your dog to get upset about something and now your neighbor's hurt. And in this case, you know, there's a fatality, and this is, it's so important. And we have to, as a community, step up, and we have to make sure that we keep each other safe.
I think sometimes people get caught up in this breed of dog or that breed of dog when in really what they should be concerned with is the size of the dog, the strength of the dog, the weight of the dog. And what I mean by that is you got to understand whether you own a Nerf gun or whether you own an AK-47 47, right, or an AR-15, whatever it is, and I'm not trying to bring guns into this, but I'm just saying that, okay, a Nerf gun can hurt somebody, can maybe if you hit them in the eye or something like that. And I'm not trying to get too far into the weeds with this, Anna, but if it's a 5-pound dog, that's one thing, right? You still got to be a responsible pet owner. But if it's a 50, 60-pound dog, then you really forget the breed. You need to look at what damage that dog can potentially do and view it that way rather than breed. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. And what I tell people all the time is that it is not the appearance of the dog that tells you anything about its, you know, lineage. Almost every dog in the city has some Chihuahua and has some pit bull in it. I hate to say that, but it is true. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the dog is, the more damage that dog can do, even if it looks like a lab, even if it looks like a golden or a poodle. Every dog with teeth can bite, and the larger the dog, the stronger the dog, the more responsibility you have to make sure that you maintain that dog safely so that no one does get hurt.
And I'll admit it publicly for the first time. I'm pit bull on my mother's side, Chihuahua on my father's side. So there you go. Real quick, if somebody wants to rescue a pet, how do they do it? And
they can go online to LouisianaFCCA.org. You can see all of our amazing adoptables. We have all different sizes, big, medium, small, or you can come over to the Louisiana SPCA. We will be actually at PetSmart on Claiborne starting today, tomorrow, and Saturday with our adoptables and PetSmart on Manhattan. So you can actually just pop into the store and see the amazing adoptables there.
Outstanding. I'm glad that's happening. I'm glad we had you on. Thank you, Anna Zarrilla, CEO of the Louisiana SPCA. We'll take a break, come back, talk about fluoridating water here on WWL.